Good evening and welcome to the Rabbi Yosef Kalta Bitocha Message Series, sponsored by Dr. and Mrs. David and Orly Simai, Lilu Nishmas Eliyahu Chaim ben Arab Chaim Yitzchok and Oren ben Moshe, and Lilu Nishmas Gittel Pasorav Eliezer Manoach. There's a not so well-known commentator, actually has a sefer on Sefer Tilim. His name is Rav Avrom Namoch. He is he lived in one of the Chachmei Sefarad who lived in the Kufa of the Rishonim, and he has a very interesting explanation of some psukim which are very, very relevant to our developing our Midas HaBitochon. In Perek Chof Hei in Tilim, David HaMelech says, Elikai b'chobo tachti aleivoisho al yaltzu oivayli. He says, I ask Hashem, I trusted in you. Don't let me be embarrassed. I guess the embarrassment of not having my trust bring the thing that I trust would happen into fruition. Don't let my enemies rejoice in my suffering that my trust was frustrated. And it continues, all those that hope in you shouldn't be embarrassed. Only those that are rebellious, they're the ones who should be embarrassed. And he explains something very interesting. He says there's two levels. There's the people that put complete and total trust in Hashem. They reach the highest levels. They're absolutely confident and certain that Hashem is going to help them in any and every situation that concerns them. And then there are those that don't reach that level, but they have another level. So they have a level of kivui, of hope. They're not sure, they're confident, they can be absolutely certain, and therefore there could be some concern, but they don't give up hope. They're still hoping and hoping no matter what happens. And he points out the following. He says that the reason that these people are not so confident, but rather they're hoping, the reason for that is because their material concerns are pulling them in a different direction. They're so concerned about their partners, they're so concerned about their health, they're so concerned about their families, they're so concerned about the shidduchim that they can't reach this level of absolute trust which brings this peace of mind, menuchas hanefesh. The stakes are too high. They can't bring themselves to be confident because of the fact that they're so needy and so focused that it means so much to them to have all of their physical, material needs fulfilled. But these people, they still have hope. They're not at peace. They're not tranquil. They don't have menuchas hanefesh. They're worried, they're concerned, but they haven't lost hope. And then he says, Gam kol kevecho lo yevoishu, and here this Rav Avrom Namoch comes in and says, their tefillos, their hope and their prayers will be answered, and they will be saved, and everything will turn out good for them too. So it comes out that there are two groups, those that are absolutely full of bitochin and have no worry whatsoever, and they certainly will be answered. I trust in you, Hashem. Please don't let me be embarrassed for that trust. And then, I can't reach the level of absolute trust because the stakes are too high for me. I'm too engaged. I'm too involved. I'm too worried about my material existence. That doesn't allow me to achieve this highest height of trust in Hashem with total menuchas hanefesh. However, I have something else. I have hope. And the truth of the matter is that if I didn't have such intense pressure from my material concerns and from my material existence, then I certainly would have been able to reach the higher level of bittachon. That's what he says. It's only the reason they don't reach it. It's only because of the fact that they have their stakes are too high in their material world. They can't take their mind off their material physical concerns, and because of that, since they still hope, is going to be credited as if it was an absolute trust. The lower level and the higher level will both be answered equally, because the one on the lower level who can only muster enough not to lose hope but can't be 100% confident, the reason for that is something that's interfering with him. And yes, he should work on removing the interference, unless that's a very good, actually that's a very good idea. But Lemaisa, it doesn't take away from his connection to Hashem. His hope is an expression of real connection. What is he hoping? We say it in davening three times a day. Hatoyf ki lo yicholu rachamecho, v'hamerachim ki lo yisamu chasudecho, ne'yorum ki vinu loch. Hashem is the good one, the Toiv, who never withholds his mercy. He's a merciful one, whose chesed, whose kindness never ends. Therefore, may Olam Kivinu Loch, we always have hope. Because if we know that his mercy is endless, and if we know that his kindness is endless, then how can we ever lose hope? Yes, I may be a little bit worried, and because I'm so engaged and involved in my material existence, I may worry that, I don't know if I can be sure I'm going to get it. I'm too worried to allow myself to be sure. But I still don't give up hope. And since it's only because of the material pull that's interfering with my connection to Hashem, my menuchas ha-nefesh, but my connection be'etzem to Hashem is full and total, Hashem rewards me and gives me the results that I keep on hoping for. So there's hope for us. Even if we have trouble reaching the ultimate levels, scaling the ultimate heights of bitochin, because of the fact that my physical, my material life and pleasures and desires are overwhelming, and I cannot handle it all. I cannot manage to get to that point. But I can still hope. And as long as I can still hope, Hashem will still respond to my hope, and it'll be not only b'chobotachti alei goyishu, but gam kol kivecho lo yegoyishu, and I'll also be entitled to that same response. So if we just manage to keep hoping, even if we can't get out of the material worry or the worry about our material existence, but keep on hoping, And that in itself will be the greatest entitlement, and we will be zeiche to Hashem to respond to us. The truth of the matter is that we also say this in Shmoneh Esrei every day. In the bracha of Al HaTzadikim, we ask Hashem, Yehem urachamecho Hashem Elokeinu, arouse your rachamim, your mercy. And then we ask for two things. The same Sochot, give the good reward to those who trust your name in true trust, which is the highest level of bitachon, that I have complete menuchas ha-nefesh, I'm not worried or concerned about anything, I'm completely confident. The simcha keinu imohem, and put our chelik with them. We too shouldn't be embarrassed, because we put trust in you. And I dare say, what does that mean? It's not be'emes. It's not sochotei b'simcha ke'emes. So it's saying sochotei b'chol abrit chamshim b'chol be'emes. It's a little bit less. We're trusting you. We don't have that level of trust, but we refuse to give up hope. And we ask also that we should not be embarrassed. Not only the ones that have absolute trust shouldn't be embarrassed, but even those that just muster enough to continue to be hopeful, that they too should not be embarrassed. And this is really what we focus on every day when we say the Shmoneh Esrei. So I think the good news is that even if we find scaling the heights of bitochin and complete confidence that we're going to achieve and complete menuchas ha-nefesh, we find to be difficult. On the other hand, we're all capable of not losing hope. no matter how difficult it is. Hashem in His infinite mercy, Hashem in His infinite kindness, Hashem is kileolam chasdei, the same chesed with which He created the world continues. He continues to run the world today, to this very day, with that chesed, with that rachamim. Therefore, we certainly have no basis and should not in any way lose hope. Once we don't lose hope, then we can be zeichet, that Hashem will be memale, fulfill all of the desires of our hearts, and we will be together, as the Pasuk says, as David HaMelech says, Gam kol kivecho lo yeroshu, all of those who put their hope in you, Hashem, they will not be embarrassed. Their hope will not be disappointed. They will achieve, they will be answered, and achieve those things, those desires that they are continuously hoping for. Hashem should help that we should be able to continue to maintain that kol pevecho lo yevoish, that continued hope. Hashem should respond to that level of bitochon